I wanted to, first of all, just express my gratitude to all of you for your warmth and your kindness.
对你们所有的你们的温暖你们的款待我表示感谢。
Paul thanks the Philippians for their fellowship in the gospel.
保罗在腓立比书为他们在福音里头的交通而感谢。
And I feel like the Lord has given us a fellowship in the gospel together.
我觉得神在福音里头使我们有彼此相通，感谢主。
And it's a wonderful thing to know.
很高兴能够知道。
That even though we speak different languages,
虽然我们有不同的语言，
we love the same Savior.
我们爱的是同一位救主。
And worship the same God.
敬拜同一位上帝。
And so, thank you for another successful time.
谢谢你给我们这一段成功的主同在的时间。
And thanks, Pastor Larry, for his tireless translating.
谢谢陈哥这个不疲倦的翻译。And thank you too for your tireless preaching. 这不疲倦的讲道。I'm just following you.
And I also want to thank you for accommodating me on the schedule so I can get home at a relatively decent hour.
所以也谢谢你把这个时间稍微换了一换，好叫我能够稍微提早一点回家，能够晚上12点能到家。开车6个钟头，7个钟头。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
And for our text for our final session,
我们这最后一堂课的经文，
we will read verses 14. Let's read verses 14 through 17.
我们从14节到17节，我们这里没有17节啊，你最好有圣经翻过去就更好了。罗马书的第一章，第一章的14节，一直到17节。OK， 我们同声来读神的话语，14到17节。无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Amen. Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that you would open your truth to us this final hour.
父，愿这最后一个钟头，你再次把你的真理向我们显明。
We pray that you would show us our gospel responsibilities.
愿你把我们福音的责任向我们开启。
And that we would be properly motivated to spread the gospel.
好叫我们被你感动，得到那从你而来的动机，来传讲你的福音。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the gospel is revealed from Genesis to Revelation.
所以从创世纪一直到启示录，神的福音都向我们显明了。
And when we preach the whole counsel of God,
当我们传讲神所有的旨意的时候，
we will be constantly preaching the gospel.
我们就在不断的在传福音。
Sometimes we'll be preaching the gospel directly.
有时候是直接。
Sometimes indirectly.
有时候间接。
Sometimes explicitly,
有时候很明显的,
sometimes implicitly,
有时候隐含的。
But we can take any text in the Bible,
我们可以把圣经任何一段章节、经节拿出来,
and in one way or another,
从一个角度或者另一个方面都可以,
it will lead us to the good news of the gospel,
都可以把我们引到耶稣基督的福音里。
And where the gospel is preached,
当福音传讲的时候,
God will actually be pleased to save sinners.
神就喜悦借此来拯救罪人。
Charles Spurgeon,
斯布珍,
used to say that where the gospel abounds, conversions abound.
当你福音广传的时候, 那就会有很多的人得救了。
God is pleased to take the preaching of the gospel to save sinners. So if we want to see people saved and converted, then the gospel must be preached. And when we witness to the gospel to others,
当我们向别人传福音做见证传讲的时候,
God is pleased to save. And so Pastor Larry is not the only one who's privileged to spread the gospel. If you're a follower of Jesus, you have the privilege of spreading the gospel. And the other thing is, if you're a Christian, you still need the gospel.
如果你是基督徒,
we need to feed on the gospel as Christians. We need to rest in the gospel as believers.
我们身为基督徒,
we need to rejoice in the gospel.
我们需要在福音中喜乐,
and revel in the gospel.
要爱上福音,
and be reminded of the gospel.
需要不断地聆听福音,
if we ever get tired of the gospel,
如果我们听福音听倦了的话,
it's because we've forgotten the gospel.
那是因为我们忘掉了福音了。
Luther used to tell his congregation,
马丁路德曾经对他的听众说,
if you think that you have outgrown the gospel,
如果你认为你听福音听够了的话,
then you don't know the gospel.
那其实是你根本就不认识福音。
And so there's no danger for us as we preach from Genesis to Revelation of missing the gospel.
我们不会找不到福音的,
and I hope that this weekend has rekindled your passion for the gospel.
但愿呢,这个周末使你对福音的热忱再一次得到复兴,再一次得到激励。
In this final session, I want to emphasize the responsibility we all have.
这最后一堂课呢,我要强调我们每个人都有的福音的责任。
Of telling people about the gospel.
我们有责任要把这个福音传给别人。
In the passage that we read,
我们刚刚读的那段经文,
the apostle says in verse 14,
在第14节, 保罗说,
I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians.
保罗说, 我无论是对希利人还是化外人聪明人, 我们都欠他们的债,
both to the wise and to the foolish.
有文化没文化, 有学问没有知识, 都欠他们债。
Some translations say I am a debtor.
好, 有一些, 这个翻译作, 我欠他们的债。
That Paul clearly saw that he was a man who was under obligation.
保罗清楚地看到他是一个, 有责任要尽的人, 有义务要尽的人。
And he was under obligation both to Jew and to Greek.
不管是希利尼人, 化外人, 希腊人, 他都有责任。
In Paul's day, the Jew were, they were the religious people.
在保罗的时代, 犹太人是那些有宗教背景的人,
they would have been the kinsmen according to Paul's nationality.
他们也是保罗的同胞, 是他同国同族的人。
The Greeks, those were the unbelievers.
而那些希利尼人呢, 那些是不信的人,
the pagans,
那些外邦人,
the heathens,
那些野蛮人。
And then Paul says, I'm not only under obligation to the Jews,
保罗说, 我不仅仅对犹太人, 我的同胞有责任,
those whom I know and am related to,
那些跟我有血缘关系的人, 我跟他对他们有责任, 有福音的义务,
but I'm also under obligation to those that are very different from me.
那对那些跟我完全文化背景不同的人, 那些不文明的人, 我照样对他们有责任, 我欠他们的债。
And then he says he's under obligation both to the foolish and the wise.
然后他说, 我对那些聪明人, 或者愚拙的人, 有文化没有文化, 有知识没有知识, 我这样都有责任。
We could think of it like this.
我们可以这样子比喻啊。
He was under obligation to the educated and the uneducated.
他对那些有教育背景的或者没有文化背景的都有责任。
To the sophisticated and to the simple.
那些文明人或者那些化外的, 那些还没有开化的。
And so when Paul says that he's got this obligation,
当保罗说他有这个福音的责任义务的时候，
he's making it clear that he has this obligation to everybody.
他说得很清楚，他对每一个人，没有一个例外，都有福音的责任。
And you and I both have that obligation as well.
你我也不例外，我们也有福音的本分当尽。
So let's unfold this.
好，我们继续看这段经文啊。
First of all, we have a responsibility to be fully acquainted with the gospel.
首先呢，我们有责任要对这个福音啊，福音的内容了如指掌。
As we saw in the previous hour,
我们上一个钟头已经看了。
The gospel is a message that has specific content.
这福音呢，是一个有特别内容的信息。
The gospel is a message that is based on truth.
这个福音是根据真理，根据事实的一个信息。
But that message also needs to be proclaimed.
而且这个信息需要被宣扬开，宣讲出去。
Good news is meant to be shared.
好消息是应该传讲开的，与人分享的。
Paul says in verse 15,
在第十五节保罗说，
So for my part,
好，至于我呢，
I am eager to preach the gospel to you,Who are in Rome.
所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人十五节。
And so Paul felt the obligation.
所以保罗感觉到他有一个责任啊。
But he also felt an eagerness to be able to proclaim the gospel.
而且他有一种紧迫感他要把赶快把福音传开。
And if we ask ourselves, why in the world would Paul be so eager to share the gospel?
如果我们问我们自己，为什么保罗这么迫不及待的要把福音传开呢？
The answer is in verse 16.
答案是在第十六节。
It is the power of God unto salvation.
因为福音本是神的大能，要救一些相信的人。
And so it's a message that needs to be proclaimed.
所以这是一个需要传开的信息。
It's the message that carries with it the power of God.
而且这个信息带着神的大能。
And it's a message that needs to be believed.
而且这是一个需要相信的信息。
Notice it's the power of God unto salvation to all who believe.
哦，注意啊，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And then finally, it's a message that reveals the righteousness of God.
哦，最后呢，第十七节告诉我们，这个信息呢。也显明了神的义第十七节。
When we hear the gospel message,
当我们听到这个福音的信息的时候，
we're hearing a message about a God who is just,
我们听到一位公义的神，
a God who is righteous,
一位公义的上帝，
but a God who also gives the gift of righteousness,
而且他也把这个义的恩典义的礼物赐给我
Just like I put the coat on Pastor Larry last hour
正如上个钟头、啊、他把那个义的袍子披在我身上
It's a picture of Christ's righteousness
这是一个图画基督的义
When Paul says the gospel reveals the righteousness of God
当保罗说、这义呢显明在福音上
It's telling us that not only is God just,
告诉我们不仅仅神是公义的
but he's the one who gives the gift of righteousness.
而且他也是那把义的恩赐赐给我们的神。
So through the gospel we see the righteousness of God.
所以借着福音我们看到神的义。
Now let's talk about some observations about the content of the gospel.
我们再来看看这一些观察，有关福音内容的一些观察。
I think that many Christians are very confused about the content of the gospel.
我觉得很多啊，很多人对福音的内容是一头雾水，稀里糊涂。
And so sometimes if somebody says, what is the gospel?
所以当有人问你什么是福音的时候呢？
And you start out and you say, well, the gospel is, when I was 13 years old, God did this work in me.
有人就会说，哎呀，当我13岁的时候啊，神在我心里头动了善功啊，怎么怎么的。
That may be our testimony.
是，那也许是我们个人的见证啊。
But that's not the gospel.
但这个经历本身不是福音。
That may be our experience of the gospel.
这个本可能是我们个人对福音的经历。
But when we talk about the gospel, we're talking about the news.
当我们讲到这福音的时候，我们讲的是这个福音的信息的本身。
We're talking about the truths of the gospel.
我们讲的是这福音的真理里面所包含的真道。
My experience is not the gospel.
我个人的对福音的经历不是福音的本身。
I can experience the power of the gospel. 我可能经历到这福音的大能。But my experience is not the gospel.
我个人的经历见证不是福音。
I can't share my experience with you.
我可以跟你分享我的经历，没错。
And then expect you to experience the gospel.
然后你可以也可以经历到福音的大能。
I need to tell you the good news of the gospel.
但是我需要告诉你这福音本身这个好消息。
We need to be clear about this.
我们需要很清楚这一点。
When the New Testament uses the word gospel,
当新约圣经用这个福音这个字的时候
it's always in connection with that which is proclaimed.
它总是与我们所宣讲的内容是息息相关。
It is that which is heralded.
那是我们所宣讲的内容。
So if you were to ask me, what is the gospel?
所以当你问我什么是福音的时候
I would tell you the news of the gospel.
我会告诉你那个福音的信息，那个消息本身。
Jesus Christ came into this world.
就是耶稣基督来到世上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
He was buried.
他埋葬了。
And then God raised him up on the third day.
然后神在第三天将从死里复活了。
And now you must believe that gospel.
好，现在你必须要相信这个福音，这个好消息。
And so the gospel is not our testimony or our experience.
所以这个福音不是我们的见证，也不是我们的经历。
It's the good news that brings that experience.
而是那带来这个经历与见证的这个信息本身，这个好消息本身才是福音。
Now, is it helpful to tell somebody how God worked in your life?
你跟别人分享你怎么样子神在你心里动工，什么样的见证，有没有帮助啊？
The answer is yes.
当然有帮助，对不对？
But the problem is.
问题是。
Is that we could communicate to people that that's how God has to work in their life.
我们可以跟别人讲这是神如何也要在你们心里动工的方式。
And that's not always true.
但这不见得是真的对的。
Could you imagine?
你可以想象吗?
The Philippian jailer,
那腓立比的狱卒,
evangelizing Lydia,
传福音给吕底亚啊。
And so the Philippian jailer says,
这个狱卒呢,腓立比的狱卒说,
Well, first of all, in order to be saved, you have to listen to Paul and Silas singing hymns at midnight.
你知道你要得救的话，你必须在三更半夜听到保罗跟希拉唱诗歌，你就可以得救。
And then there has to be a big earthquake.
然后你必须经历一个大地震呐。
And then you've got to be right on the verge of wanting to kill yourself.
然后你要准备自杀，正在那个边缘的那一刻。
And then you can believe.
然后你才可以相信，才可以得救，是不是？
That would be a disaster.
那就完蛋了。
And so we can tell people how God has saved us.
我们可以告诉别人我们自己是怎么得救的，我们怎么经历的，神怎么拯救我们的。
But we can't confuse that with the truth of the gospel.
但我们不能把这个人经历和福音本身给混为一。
Secondly, the gospel is a message about God.
第二呢，这福音是有关神的信息。
Some people want to turn the gospel into your personal success story.
有些人要把这个福音变成你是怎么样成功发达的一个故事经历。
They want to turn the gospel into a method for becoming healthy and wealthy.
他们要把这个福音变成一个如何能够成功发达、有钱、健康、病得医治的一个信息。
They want to say that the gospel is all about becoming rich and getting to drive a Mercedes.
他说你可以信了福音就可以发达、有钱啦、发家致富啦、开轿车啦。
Like Winston.
像 Winston 穿白衣服。
Oh, that's his mother's car.
他开的是他妈妈的车。
The gospel ultimately is about God.
最终极的这福音是有关乎神的福音。
Remember, the gospel reveals the righteousness of God.
记得这福音把神的义显明出来。
We need to remember that in sharing the gospel with people.
我们要记得，当我们传讲福音给别人的时候
，that we start with God.
我们要从神开始。
And who God is.
神是谁？什么样的一位神？
Now this is going to look different.
这很不一样。
Depending on who we're talking to.
这关键是我们所传讲的对象，我们传讲的方式不一样。
So when Paul evangelizes in the synagogues,
所以当保罗在犹太人的会堂里头传讲福音的时候，
he has a shared knowledge with the people that he's speaking to.
他讲的他是根据这些人的背景，宗教同样的普遍的背景来传讲。
They had the common ground of the Old Testament.
他们都认识旧约圣经，都是犹太人嘛。
But when Paul's actually ministering on Mars Hill,
但是当保罗在Mars Hill, 在那个
Areopagus, Acts 17,
在十七章在那个雅典传讲福音，在那个山上传，叫加略谷是吧？
And so Paul's preaching to the Greek philosophers.
当保罗向希腊的这些哲学家传福音的时候，
his evangelism is very different.
他的传讲的方式又很不一样了。
He doesn't have that shared background.
因为他没有跟这些希腊背景的人有同样的文化背景。
And so he spends much more time talking about who God is.
所以他把重点放在到底这位神是什么样的神。
And what God is like.
神是如何一位神。
In our own culture, we need to know our audiences.
所以在我们自己的文化背景当中，我们需要我们明白我们所传讲的对象是什么样的背景，什么样的人。
We always begin with God.
我们从神开始，总是从神开始。
But we can't assume that the other person knows what we mean when we say God.
但是我们不能够以为我们所传讲的对象，我们的听众明白我们说神的意思是什么。
America has a very, very rich Christian heritage.
美国有一个非常的丰富的基督教的传统。
And 40 years ago,
四十年前啊,
the vast majority of people,
大多数的美国人,
would have understood the four gospels,
都明白这全备的福音。
They would have been able to say, oh yeah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
他们都知道马太、马可、路加、约翰都懂了。
Many of them would have been able to recite the Ten Commandments.
很多人都能够背诵十诫是什么。
Or recite the Lord's Prayer.
或者主导文。
There was a common ground.
那时候有一个共同的背景，共通的背景。
But over the last 40 years,
但是过去的四十年来啊，
that common ground has diminished.
我们这个同样的宗教，基督教背景就慢慢在减退。
So now, depending on what part of the country you're in,
现在看你是从哪一州来的啊，
you may need to explain more to the person about what you mean when you say God.
所以当你说神的时候，你就需要跟那个不同背景人讲说这个神到底是什么意思。
If you're in the Bible Belt where Ethan lives,
如果你是从那个伊森所住的那个叫做圣经带住的那一带来的。
There will be more common knowledge.
他们对神的认识有更普遍的认识。
If you're in California,
如果你在加州的话，
watch out.
小心啊。
The people don't have the same biblical background.
我们这加州人呢，没有同样的圣经的背景。
And so we begin with God, but we also understand where our audience is.
我们当然从神开始讲福音，但是我们需要明白我们的听众是什么样的背景。
And so the gospel is a message about God.
所以福音是有关神的福音信息。
But it's also a message about the plight of sinful man.
不但如此，福音呢也是关乎罪人的困境。
In other words, the gospel tells us something about God.
换言之，这福音告诉我们有关神的一些事情，一方面。
But the gospel also tells us something about ourselves.
同时，福音也告诉我们一些有关我们自己的。
The gospel actually tells us that we're lost.
福音告诉我们人类失丧了，失落了。
That we're in a condition where we need to be forgiven.
我们在一个可怜的光景，我们需要被赦免，被原谅。
As we share this message today,
当我们今天传讲这样的信息的时候，
this is a message that people often don't want to hear.
这是往往啊，一般老百姓不喜欢听的信息。
If I begin to share the gospel with somebody,
如果我开始就传讲神的福音，
I'm doing it because they need salvation.
我传讲的原因是因为他们需要福音啊。
If they need salvation, then that means that they're lost.
他们需要福音是因为他们失落了。
It means they're going to perish.
因为他们要失丧，他们要下地狱，沉沦灭亡。
A lot of people don't want to accept that part of the gospel.
很多人不愿意接受这福音的这个信息。
So as long as the gospel is about success or about wealth, that's fine.
如果他们说传福音是成功、发达、健康，那没问题，他们愿意接受。
But if it's how God fixes my sinful condition, I don't believe that.
但如果这福音讲到神要调整我这个有罪的情况，要拯救我，就不愿意接受。
And although most people don't want to hear about that,
虽然大多数人不愿意听这个部分。
We need to understand that deep inside they know that they're a sinner.
但是我们需要明白哦，在他们内心深处，他们深知自己是罪人。
Deep inside they know that they've actually sinned against God.
在他们内心深处，他们知道自己犯了罪，得罪了上帝。
And so although people may reject the idea that they're a sinner that needs salvation,
虽然人可能会拒绝接受这个信息，我是罪人，需要救主。他们表面上拒绝。
The fact is, we still share that message with them.
但事实上，我们仍然要传讲这个信息。
Because deep inside they know.
因为在他们内心深处，他们知道。
Before I became a Christian,
我信主之前呢、啊、
I was raised as a Roman Catholic.
我是一个本来是罗马天主教徒。
At one level, I thought I was very good.
从一个角度来说，我以为自己挺不错的。
I thought I was very religious.
我认为我很敬虔，心地善良。
But there was another level.
但从另一个层次
，where I knew that my heart was very, very sinful.
我知道我的心是充满了罪恶。
And I was very ashamed of the things that I had thought and said and done.
我因着我的所作所为所言所行，我非常的无地自容，满面羞愧。
And so remember, no matter what the person may say at this level,
所以记得不管那个人在表面上是怎么说，
they know at a different level that things are not right.
他们知道在内心深处，良心里头知道他们跟神的关系错。
And so the gospel is a message about the righteousness of God.
这福音第一是有关神公义的信息。
The gospel is a message about the plight of sinful man.
第二呢，福音也是关乎罪人困境的信息。
And the gospel is a message about the work of Jesus Christ.
第三呢，福音也是关乎基督之功的，他所成就的工作的信息。
We already went over this last message.
我们上篇道已经讲过了。
The gospel message actually focuses now.
这福音的信息呢，其实是集中在焦点是在
on what Jesus does on our behalf，
是基督为我们所成就的事实。
In His death and in His resurrection，
借着他的死和他的复活所成就的。
So the remedy for my sinful condition，
所以我这个罪恶的困境的出路良药
is actually found in the cross of Christ，
是在基督的十字架上找到答案，找到解药。
And so we've not actually shared the gospel.
所以我们不仅仅是传讲、分享这个福音。
Until we tell people that Christ has died for sinners.
我们告诉他们，哎，基督为罪人死了。
And that Christ has been raised from the dead.
而且从死里复活了。
But finally, the gospel is a message that needs to be responded to.
最后呢，福音也是世人必须要回应的一个信息。
It's not as if we press somebody to simply pray a prayer with us.
不是我们强迫一个人要跟着我们做决志祷告，不是这样子。
In fact, I would argue that that's not the best way to share the gospel.
我会告诉你，这不是最好的传讲福音的方式，带着他们做决志祷告。
It's very easy to actually go through the truth of the gospel.
很容易啊，你就带他们经过这个过程，走马观花啊，这个福音的这些事实。
And then just tell the person, now pray these words with me.
然后最后呢，你跟着我祷告啊，决志祷告。
Well, anybody can actually say the words.
任何人都可以跟着你说那些决志的祷告的话。
What we're after in presenting the gospel.
但是当你传完福音之后
，is for that person to respond to Christ by faith.
乃是最重要的是，他要凭着信心。对基督做出回应。
There was a book that was written in the 1970s.
在1970年代里有一本书啊。
It was called Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
叫做铁证待判。
And so that's the idea.
就是这个意思啊。
We present the gospel.
我们把福音传讲给他们了。
And then we tell the person, you must believe.
我们一旦传讲，告诉那个听者，你必须要相信。
You must receive Christ.
你必须接受基督。
And so it is what I often will do.
这是我常常会做的,
is after presenting the gospel,
我传讲清楚福音之后,
is I'll ask the person, can I pray for you?
我就会对那个人说, 哎, 你愿不愿意我为你祷告?
And then I'll pray that God opens their eyes and opens their hearts.
我就求主开他们的心眼, 开他们的心窍。
And sometimes the person then spontaneously starts to pray after I've prayed.
有时候这个人会立刻的很自然的会 会反应，我祷告完，他会跟，他就会祷告，自觉的祷告。
Other times they just simply go away quietly thinking about what they've heard.
有时候他们就会默默的走掉，然后思考我传的福音是什么。
But we need to remind people that there is a response that is required.
但我们需要提醒那听者，哎，你听了福音之后，你必须要有所回应哦。
And so it's very important that we are familiar with the gospel.
所以我们对福音的内容必须了如指掌，这非常重要。
That we know the scriptures that actually explain the gospel.
我们知道那些有关福音的这些经文，我们明白这些经文。
Remember the power in sharing the gospel.
记得当我们传福音的时候，那个能力啊。
Is not in how polished you are in telling people.
不是你的口才多美好，你的用词多么温文尔雅。
The power is in the gospel itself.
那个能力乃是在福音信息的本身。
And so memorize the passages that explain the gospel.
所以你要记住那些有关福音的经文。 圣经章节,
memorize Romans 3:23.
要记得罗马书3:23节，世人都犯罪亏欠。
Does anybody know Romans 3:23?
Okay, yeah.
Romans 3:23. Rebecca knows it.
Rebecca 知道.
Can we hear it?
There's no difference. All have sinned and fall short.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Right? What about Romans 5:8? Romans 5:8. 5:8. Going once, going twice.
Rebecca knows.
Rebecca? I bet Rebecca knows all of these.
While we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes, God demonstrates His own love for us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督救我们死了。 神的爱就在此向我们。 Too late.
Huh?
Well, they just know.
Oh, okay. Romans 4:5.
罗马书4:5节。
To him who does not work.
那不工作的。
But believes in him who justifies the ungodly.
乃信那称罪人为义的,
his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Romans 10:9-10. Anybody know Romans 10:9-10? Let's hear Romans 10:9-10. This is Bible quiz time. Romans 10:9-10.
The 圣经问答. Huh? You looked it up.
Okay. All right, Caleb, let's hear it anyway.
好好,彭涛,涛哥。 We confess with our mouth. Believe in your heart. You'll be safe.
Yeah. For with the heart man believes,
因为口里承认,心里相信,
resulting in righteousness, with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
口里相信就 成为意义心理,
if you have those passages down, you have them hidden in your heart,
如果你有,
you actually can explain the gospel.
如果你有这些经文呢, 在你的心里头, 你就可以解释福音是怎么回事。
And so the first thing is we have to be savingly acquainted with the gospel.
首先我们自己啊, 必须对福音有一个经历的熟悉它, 就是了解这个福音的内容, 而且,
You can't talk about something that you're not personally acquainted with.
除非你自己亲身经历明白这福音，你就不能跟别人传讲。
Let's say I wanted to tell you all about the joys of cooking Chinese food.
譬如我要跟你传讲，你做中国菜饭的喜乐，老布。And
I read a book or two.
我读了一两本书,
The Joy of Chinese Cooking,
煮中国菜的喜乐,
by Larry Pan,
by Mr. Bu, 百步厨师,
yes. And I start to tell you all about Chinese cooking.
我就开始跟你讲, 哎呦, 中国菜怎么做怎么做,
and you say, have you ever cooked?
你说你曾经煮过中国菜吗? 烧过没有?
炒面?
炒面?
Have you ever cooked rice?
有没有煮过中国饭？大米饭。
I've never cooked rice.
我从来没有煮过中国米饭。
I've never. What did we eat today?
我今天吃啥？Orange peel.
I've never cooked any of that. I've read about it, but I've not cooked it. What would you say? You would say, then why are you telling me about how great it is?
我说我
right?
我从来没有煮过，不过。我读过，你说你，那你跟我讲什么东西？你都不明白，你从来没有自己亲自做过饭。
So I can't tell you about something authentically.
所以我不能够有权柄的告诉你一些。
If I don't know it firsthand.
我自己没有亲身经历的事情，我不能够告诉你。
But if I know about it firsthand.
如果我已经亲身经历了。
Then I need to be able to tell you about it.
那我不但要经历到，我更需要能够跟你讲的明白，讲的清楚。
And so we have that responsibility.
所以我们有这样的责任。
To personally know the gospel.
我们必须明白这福音，亲身经历这福音。
And then we have the responsibility to spread the gospel.
然后也有责任把这个福音传给别人。
Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20.
马太福音第二十八章十九到二十节，我们一起读。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This passage is often called the Great Commission.
这段经文呢，往往我们称之为大使命。
It's Jesus giving the marching orders to his church.
这是主耶稣向他教会所宣布的这个宣战命令。
And his disciples are to go out and make disciples.
他的门徒要出去使万民成为主的门徒。
And that was not just for the apostles.
这不仅仅是给使徒的大使命而已。
That was for everybody who would come to know Jesus.
这大使命是给每一个认识基督的人的。
The reason we know that,
我们之所以知道
is because Jesus promises to be with us to the end of the age.
知道这是事实，因为耶稣应许了要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
So he expects his disciples to be making disciples to the end of the age.
所以他要他的门徒来使万民做门徒，再使别人做门徒，一直到世界的末了。
And so if you are a follower of Jesus,
如果你是耶稣基督的跟随者门徒,
you actually have a responsibility,
你就有一个责任,
given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ,
这是主耶稣基督给你的责任与吩咐,
to make disciples,
你要使别人成为主的门徒,
that is to bring other people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ,
就是把别人带到耶稣面前, 带他们认识耶稣基督。
That is for each and every one of us.
这是每一个人的基督徒的责任，责无旁贷，每个人没有例外。
If you've been a Christian for one day, that's your responsibility.
就算你信主才一天，你也有这个责任。
If you've been a Christian for 100 years, that's your responsibility.
如果你信主一百年，你也有这个责任。
We all have the responsibility to be making disciples.
我们每个人都有责任要使万民成为主的门徒。
And so that means that we need to be acquainted with how to present the gospel.
意思就是说我们必须要明白熟练，知道如何传福音。
We need to think about how to present the gospel to people.
我们必须要自己思考怎么样把福音传给别人。
And so we have to know what evangelism is.
我们就需要明白布道的意思是什么。
And we have to know what we can and cannot do.
我们需要明白我们能做什么，我们不能做什么。
So, how many of you think you know what evangelism is?
多少人知道什么叫布道，什么叫传福音？你明白了。
Okay.
Okay.
There's four brave souls.
有四个勇敢的人，五个勇敢的，五六个，七八个。
Evangelism.
好，布道，传福音呢
？Is presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to another person.
就是把耶稣基督的福音传讲解释给另外一个人听，分享神的福音。
When I was a new Christian,
当我刚刚信主没多久，初信的时候
，there was this thing called lifestyle evangelism.
那时候流行的是叫做生活式的布道
，and friendship evangelism
或者友谊布道
And the idea was
他们的, 想法呢, 是,
that you just lived a good life in front of the person.
你要在别人面前活出一个美好的生活见证,
and then you befriended them.
你做他们的好朋友,
now it's important that we live a Christian life in front of people.
当然我们在别人面前活出一个美好的基督徒的见证很重要啊,
as a good witness.
这是一个很好的见证, 没错,
and it's important that we're kind and friendly to people.
我们跟别人很友好, 友善, 这些很重要,
but evangelism is not just living an upright life in front of people.
但是布道,传福音不仅仅是在不信主的面前活出个好见证,
evangelism actually requires us to open our mouth.
这个布道传福音,
and to tell people
要告诉人,
the good news. And so we can't just get away with saying, well, I befriended an unbeliever. We've been friends for 5 years.
我们做好朋友做了五年啦,
and I'm getting around pretty soon to sharing the gospel.
总有一天我会有机会传福音给他的。
We evangelize when we open our mouths and tell people about Jesus.
我们传福音布道是当我们开口把福音的内容讲清楚，这叫做传福音。
We also have to understand what we can and cannot do.
我们必须知道什么是我们能做的，什么是我们不能做的。
We can be faithful.
我们可能很忠心。
I can be a faithful messenger,
我可能做一个忠心的传讲者,
but can I actually cause somebody to believe?
但我们能不能够使别人相信呢?
Can I make somebody a Christian?
我能够叫别人变成基督徒能吗?
And the answer is no.
当然是不能。
I'm not in charge of the results.
我那个结果我不能够控制。
God is in charge of the results.
只有神能够掌控最后传福音的结果。
So I'm a faithful messenger.
我不过我要做一个忠心的传递者。
I accurately present the gospel.
我正确地把福音传讲了。
I press upon the person the importance of responding to Jesus in faith.
我再告诉他，哎, 你要凭着信心, 要回应神的福音。 这是很重要的,
but neither you nor I can convert anybody.
但是你也不能,
only God can. Now, in conclusion,
好,最后的结论,
I want to talk about our responsibility to those who need the gospel. These are truths that are supposed to motivate us to want to share the gospel.
这些是能够使我们有动力要传讲福音给别人的能力的源头。
The first thing is that all human beings are made in the image and likeness of God and have an immortal soul.
首先呢,全人类都是按照神的形象被造的,人人都有不朽的,不死的灵魂。
In Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6,
在创世纪第九章第六节讲到, 凡流人血的, 他的血也必被人所流, 因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。
And so people are made in the image of God.
人类是按照神的形象被造的。
At James chapter 3, verses 8 through 10,
雅各书第三章我们同声来读, 8到10节, 唯独舌头没有人能制服, 是不止息的恶物, 满了害死人的毒气, 我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的, 又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人, 颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来, 我的弟兄们, 这是不应当的。
So you know people that are unbelievers, right?
你知道一些不信主的人,对不对,你的朋友?
Each and every one of them,
每一个神所造的人,
is made in the image and likeness of God.
都是按着神的形象样式被造的。
There is an incredible dignity about being a human being.
身为人类有一个无可置信的一种尊严啊。
And so not only are human beings made in the image and likeness of God,
不但人类是按照神的形象样式被造的,
but every human being has an immortal soul.
而且每一个人都有一个不死的不朽的灵魂。
That is, every human being
就是每一个人
has a soul
有一个灵魂
that will never die.
那是永不死的。
Jesus says in Mark chapter 8,
耶稣在马可福音第八章
36 and 37,
人就是断得全世界赔上自己的生命，就是灵魂，有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命，就是换灵魂呢？
And so why does Jesus ask, what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
为什么耶稣会问, 人还能拿什么换生命，或者换灵魂呢？ 为什么会问这个问题？
What's the answer? What would you give for your soul?
答案是什么? 你会怎么回答?
A new car?
一个新车, Tina, 是吗?
A good job?
或者一个好工作?
The idea is that you don't give anything in exchange for your soul.
这个答案是你不能用任何东西来换取你的灵魂。
Your soul is valuable.
因为你的灵魂是无价之宝。
Eternally valuable.
有永恒价值的。
And so being in the image and likeness of God, and having a never dying soul, should compel us to want to see people come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. The second truth, is that all human beings who die without faith in Jesus Christ will certainly perish.
所有没有信靠耶稣基督人死了都必定永远的灭亡。
And so, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10.
贴后第一章的6到10节, shall we all read it?
Yeah.
Okay, 我们一起读。 神既是公义的, 就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人, 也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。 那时, 主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣基福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的 那日子，我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。When
a person dies without faith in Jesus Christ,
当一个人没有信仰就死掉的时候，相信耶稣基督，他就死了。They
are eternally separated from God.
他们就永远的和神隔绝了。The
Bible clearly teaches us that there is a real place called hell.
圣经清清楚楚教导，有一个地方叫做地狱的。
There is a real place where people who don't know Christ
那是一个真实的地方, 在那里的人不认识基督,
pay the eternal penalty. Our problem is that the reality of hell does not sink in on us.
我们的问题就是, 这地狱的真实性没有进入我们里面。
I have loved ones that don't know Christ.
我有一些我所爱的亲戚朋友, 他们不认识基督。
I need to realize that if they die without Christ, they will perish.
我需要明白, 如果他们不认识基督, 他们要沉沦灭亡。
Because every human being is made in the image and likeness of God.
因为每一个人都是按着神的形象被造的。
And because every human being has a never dying soul.
每个人都有一个永不死的灵魂。
To die without Christ is to be consigned to everlasting punishment.
没有基督就死掉了，就会被拆到那个永不灭的火里面去，在地狱里。
Third, our sovereign God has a genuine love for the lost.
好，第三点，我们的主宰，我们主宰万有的神爱惜世上的人。
Ezekiel 18:32.
主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死之人的死，所以你们当回头而存活，喜悦那死人之死。
2 Peter 3:9.
彼得后书3章9节一起读。 主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
I think one of the first China bridges that we did together
我想我们第一次的中国桥聚会啊,
was on God's eternal decree.
讲的是神的永恒的谕旨。
And we talked about the fact that God has a sovereign plan.
我们讲到了神有一个主权的计划。
And that God works out all things after the counsel of His will.
神按着他自己旨意所喜悦的运行万事。
But just because God has a sovereign plan,
神有一个主权的计划，尽管如此，
does not mean that He lacks a genuine love for those who are perishing.
并不是说他没有一个对世人的真正的关怀关爱。
He does not delight in the death of the wicked.
他不愿那些恶人沉沦灭亡。
He does not desire for any to perish.
他不愿有一人沉沦灭亡。
This is obviously a complicated biblical theological issue.
这是一个当然很复杂的一个神学问题，圣经上的神学问题。
John Piper has an excellent article.
有一个传道人叫 John Piper， 他有一个很好的一篇文章。
Called "Are There Two Wills in God?"
就是在神的心里头是不是有两个心意，两个旨意呢？
You can access that from Desiring God Ministries.
你可以从网上能够下载这个文章啊。
But let me just say that God has a genuine love for those who are lost.
让我告诉你，就简简单单，神对那些失落的人有一个真正一份真正的关爱。
We can say to people that don't know Jesus,
我们可以对那些不认识耶稣的人说，
that God does love you,
神的确爱你，
and God does desire your salvation,
神的确愿意你得救。
And that ought to move and motivate us to desire the same.
这个应该使我们也同样被感动，要对别人传这个福音。
And so not only does God have a genuine love for the lost,
不仅仅是神对世上的人有
深沉的爱心。Our Savior exemplified genuine love for the lost.
而且我们的救主呢，对世上的也真正的显出了深沉的关爱。
In the story of the rich young ruler,
在那个有关那个有钱的财主、富足的财主的故事里头。
You remember there was this young man.
你记得有那个有年轻人。
And he was young.
他很年轻。
He was rich.
高富帅。
And he was a ruler.
他也是一个当官的。
Okay. So, would you like to be young, rich, and a ruler?
你愿不愿意做高富帅呢？
He probably drove a Mercedes.
他也许开一个那个轿车，叫什么？奔驰，奔驰。
Oh, okay. So he had everything going for him.
他全世界都他都拥有。
But he knew that his life was empty.
但他知道生命很虚空。
And so it's possible to have everything on the outside going right.
所以可能你外表的一切都平平顺顺的。
But on the inside, to know that you're empty.
但里头你却觉得虚空、无助、绝望。
And so one day he runs up to Jesus.
有一天他跑到耶稣面前。
And he says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
良善的夫子啊，我当做什么才能够承受永生呢？
Jesus says, "Why do you call me good? There's no one good but God."
耶稣说，为什么你称我良善？除了神以外，没有良善的。
And so, in other words, Jesus is actually asking him.
换言之呢，耶稣在问他。
Do you know who you're actually talking to?
你知道你正在说话的，你在向谁说话？
You call me good.
你称我为良善。
No one's good but God.
除了神以外，没有良善。
Do you realize who I am?
你知道我是谁吗？
Then Jesus says.
然后耶稣说。
Go keep the commandments.
你去遵守神的诫命就行了。
Now, how many of us would have actually said that to somebody that was interested in salvation?
你会不会这样对一个对救恩感兴趣的人这样回答？
Somebody runs up to Victor.
有人到 Victor 面前说啊。
And says, Victor, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
哎呀 ，Victor 弟兄啊，我当做什么才能够得永生呢？
And Victor says, Go keep the commandments.
Victor 说，你去遵行律法吧。
You go, that's the wrong answer. Victor,
打错了，扣分。
That's not the right answer.
答错，你这个答案不对嘛。
But I think Jesus knows how to evangelize.
那我相信耶稣比我们更知道如何布道传福音。
Right, better than we do.
比我们更知道，对不对？
So the rich young ruler says,
所以那个富足的年轻少年人说，哪一条诫命？
And Jesus says, honor your mother and father.
耶稣说，孝敬父母啊。
Don't steal, don't kill.
不要杀人，不要偷窃。
He's like, great.
好，他没问题啊。
I've done those from my youth up.
我从小我都遵行这一切了。我还缺什么？
Jesus does not say,
耶稣没有说，
oh no, you haven't.
耶稣没有说，你没有遵行所有的诫命，没有，没有，没有。
He says, one thing you lack.
他说，你还缺一件事。
Go and sell everything that you have.
去变卖一切所有。
Give it to the poor.
然后周济穷人。
Follow me.
然后来跟随我。
And then you'll have eternal life.
你就可以得永生了。
What was Jesus doing with the rich young ruler?
耶稣是怎么样在对待这个少年官的？
Jesus was actually identifying in his life.
耶稣在指一针见血的指明他的生命中。
That this man was an idolater.
这个人其实是一个在拜偶像的人。
Oh, he might be able to say, I've obeyed my parents.
哦，也许他可能说啊，我孝敬父母，我听爸妈的话。
And I've never killed or committed adultery.
我从来没有犯奸淫啊，我也没有杀过人呐、啊。我。
But Jesus says your heart problem.
那耶稣，哎，你心里头的真正的问题。
Is that you love money more than God?
就是你爱钱财胜于爱神。
And in order to expose that idol,
要把那个偶像揭发出来。
Jesus says, "Get rid of it."
所以耶稣说，哎，你要把那个偶像，把那个钱财变卖。
And then follow me.
然后来跟随我，除掉你的偶像。
What does the rich young ruler do?
那个少年官怎么回应呢？
He went away.
他就悠悠
sad
愁愁的走了。
Right?
对不对？
This is the amazing thing about the passage.
这就是这段经文的奇妙之处。
Here is a person who is about to reject Jesus' message.
这里有一个人，他正准备要拒绝福音的信息。
And Jesus says, it says in verse 21.
然后二十一节就说到
，Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him.
耶稣看着他就爱他。
And he tells him, one thing you lack, go and sell your possessions, give to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven, come follow me.
就对他说，哎，你还缺一件事情，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
But at these words, he was saddened. These words, he was saddened.
但这些话语，说这些话的时候，他很忧伤。
And he went away grieving.
他听了很忧伤，他就忧忧愁愁的。
For he owned much property.
因为他拥有许多的财富。
Don't miss that little phrase.
不要错过这个很小小的字句。
Jesus looked at him.
耶稣看着他。
And loved him.
就爱他。
Our Savior exemplifies a love for the lost.
耶稣彰显出对失丧的人的关爱，真正的关怀。
In Jerusalem, the very city where Jesus would be crucified,
在耶路撒冷就是耶稣被钉的那座城市。
Jesus weeps over the city and says these words.
耶稣为耶路撒冷城哭泣，说这些话。我们一起来读：耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女。好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意啊！看哪、啊，你们今后家成为荒场，留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后，你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
So our Lord Jesus expresses genuine love and concern for the lost.
所以我们的主耶稣对那些失丧的人表现出真诚的爱心与关怀。
And the Apostle Paul expresses that very same concern.
不但如此，使徒保罗也对失丧的人显出真正的关爱，同样的。
One text from Paul.
我们看一段经文，罗马书九章。
Romans 9:1-3.
一到三节，我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
Paul wanted his own kinsmen to be saved so badly.
保罗如此迫切地愿意他的同胞得救。
He says in verse 2, he had great sorrow and unceasing grief.
第二节他说，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
And then he says, amazingly,
然后他又说一句很叫人惊讶的话。
If it were possible for me to be cut off from Christ,
他说如果可能的话，就是我自己被咒诅与基督分离。
For their salvation,
为了他们，我的骨肉之亲的救恩。
I would do it.
我也愿意，我甘心情愿的。
Throughout history, there have been men whose passion for souls has marked them.
在教会历史上，有很多人对这些失丧的人有沉重的负担。
Richard Baxter, who used to preach in England,
譬如说是英国的一位传道人。
It was said of him, he preaches as if he's dying to have you saved.
他讲道的时候，就好像他宁可死，也不愿意你失落。他这是迫切要你得救。
It was said of Charles Spurgeon,
讲到斯布珍这个传道人，
that he often would throw himself, as it were, in front of those who were on their way to perish.
他就好像会挡在那些正走在灭亡路上的人的面前，不让他们下地狱一样。
I think of our dear brother Paul Washer,
我想到我们的保罗华许弟兄，
who has such an earnestness,
他也是有这样的
and a desire,
迫切的负担，
to see people saved,
渴望盼望人能够悔改得救。
This is apostolic,
这都是使徒性的工作。
It reflects the heart of Paul,
这反映出使徒保罗的心怀。
And most importantly reflects the heart of our Savior.
最重要的也反映出我们的救主耶稣基督的心意。
Let me give one more here.
我们再看一段经文。
The nature of the gospel compels us to share what God has done for us.
这福音本身的本质啊，也迫使我们与别人分享神为我们所成就的大事。
Now we've already talked about Romans 1:14-17.
我们已经讲到罗马书的第一章14到17节啊。
But I'd like to remind you of an Old Testament passage.
我愿意再提醒你一段旧约的经文啊。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
，during the time of Elisha,
在以利沙的时代
，there was a famine.
有一个大饥荒。
And God said that He was going to actually bring an end to the famine.
神说呢，神要把这个饥荒结束掉。
And so the people of Israel are starving to death.
以色列人当时呢，都正饥肠辘辘，都在饿死。
And then we see this wonderful story in 2 Kings chapter 7.
然后我们在王下的第七章这个美好的故事啊。
Verses 3-9.
三到九节。我们同声来读，在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说，我们为何坐在这里等死呢？我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里，若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们的活命就活着，若杀我们就死了吧。黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚兰人的营盘去，到了营边不见一人在那里，因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必定是以色列王会买赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们，所以在黄昏的时候他们起来逃命，撇下帐篷、马、驴、营盘，照旧只顾逃命。那些长大麻风的到了营边，进了帐篷，吃了喝了，且从其中拿出金银和衣服来去收藏了，回来又进了一座帐篷，从其中拿出财物来去收藏了。那时他们彼此说，我们所做的事不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们紧不作声，若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。
Amen.
Amen.
So, do you get the point?
你看到没有？
Here are these four lepers.
这四个麻风病人。
They're dying of starvation.
他们正要饿死了。
But they have leprosy.
因为，但他们有麻风病了。
And so they start talking to each other.
他们就彼此谈论了。
We can either sit here and die.
我们可以坐在这坐以待毙，坐着等死。
Or we can go to the camp of the Arameans.
或者我们到亚兰人的营盘里头去。
And maybe they'll just kill us.
也许他们会把我们杀掉，没问题。
But we're going to die anyway.
反正我们死定了。
But maybe,
但也许哦,
they'll give us a little bit of food.
他们会手下留情给我们点食物啊。
They give us a little bit of food, we live.
如果给我们点食物我们就活下来了。
If they kill us, we're going to die anyway.
如果要杀我们反正我们也死定了。
And so they go into the camp of the Arameans.
他们就跑到亚兰人的营盘去。
And what they did not know,
他们不知道的乃是,
was that God had dispersed that army.
神已经把亚兰人的大军给分散了。
And all of the spoils were left behind.
留下的都是亚兰人的这些财物。
And so here are these four scraggly lepers.
所以这四个
scraggly.
Scraggly means what?
Scraggly, you know, scrawny, poorly clothed.
衣衫褴褛、破破烂烂的这个麻风病人。
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 骨瘦如柴的。
And they walk in and there's food everywhere.
他们进了亚兰人的营盘看到处都是食物啊。
And there's new clothes everywhere.
新衣服嘞。
And new shoes everywhere.
新鞋嘞。
And so they put on new clothes.
他们就穿新衣。
And they start eating. They probably have a turkey leg in each hand.
就吃啊喝啊也许吃那个火鸡腿啊。
And they're sitting there getting full.
吃得饱饱的。
And there's more than they could ever eat.
哇超过他们所需用的一切。
And they look at each other,
然后他们彼此对看,
and they say, we're not doing right.
哎呀, 我们做的不对也不好哎。
This is a day of good news.
哎, 今日是有好信息的日子啊。
But we're keeping silent.
我们竟然不做声。
The idea is we're just enjoying it.
意思说我们独享天福啊。
But we have a whole people out there.
但是我们有好多同胞老百姓
在外面, that are starving to death.
他们正在饿死哎。
And so they said, we need to go and tell the king so he can distribute all of this food.
我们需要赶快把消息报告给我们的王，好叫把他把这些食物能够传给别人。
So here we are.
我们也是今天。
As beggars.
我们是乞丐。
Poor and scraggly.
我们很可怜，我们骨瘦如柴，我们衣衫褴褛，很污秽。
And God comes to us and brings us the riches of the gospel.
如今神来到我们这，把这福音的丰富带给我们了。
And there's all these blessings that He brings to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
借着他的爱子耶稣基督，他把这所有的祝福，诸般的福分都赐给我们了。
More blessings than we could ever enjoy in this life.
远远超过我们今生可以享用的。
And there has to be a sense where we look at each other and we say, we have to share what we have.
So, 必须要有这样的责任感呢。我们彼此相对看，说我们怎么能够不做声呢？我必须把这个好消息传给别人。
There are people that are perishing all over the world.
哎，全世界多少人在沉沦灭亡？
There are people that are perishing in our own families.
在自己家里头。
There are people that are perishing that we work with.
我们的同工，我们的同事。
And here we are enriched with the gospel of Christ.
如今我们有着福音的丰富。
When we are silent, we're not doing right.
我们静不作声，我们做得不好哎。
And so may God give us a heart that because of grace, we're compelled to share the gospel.
因着神的恩典，愿神给我们一颗这样的心，我们甘心乐意把这福音传讲给别人。
There is both a joy and a duty to share the gospel.
传讲福音既是我们的荣幸，也是我们的本分，责无旁贷。
And all of us have opportunity.
我们每个人都有机会。
God always does this amazing thing.
神总是做一些奇妙的事。
When I start to feel like I haven't shared the gospel,
当我感觉到我好像没尽到自己本分，没传福音的时候，
I'll pray, Lord, bring somebody for me to share the gospel with.
我就会祷告主啊，求你给我一个机会，让我可以传扬你的福音，分享你的好消息。
And do you know what God always does?
你知道神总是会怎么回应呢？
Bring somebody for me to share the gospel.
他就把人带来让我传福音。
Always.
总是。回应我的祷告。
He always provides opportunity when I ask.
当我求的时候，他总给我机会。
There are so many people around us that need to hear.
我们周围有多少人真需要听到这个好消息？
And so let me challenge you to do a few things. If you know Jesus,
如果你认识耶稣的话，那么让我挑战你做几件事情。
First of all,
首先
make a list of people.That need Christ.
你写出一个名单来，认出几个人他需要福音，需要救恩。
And then commit to pray for them.
可以为他们祷告啊，也可以委身为他们祈祷。
It might be a mom or a dad.
也许是你的父母。
A brother or sister.
兄弟姊妹。
Somebody you go to school with.
或者你的同学。
But keep a list. Keep a short list.
要一个短短的，有个名单呢。
And pray regularly for their salvation.
常常为他们的救恩祷告。
God change their heart.
愿主改变他们的心。
Give them faith.
是他们信心。
Make Jesus precious to them.
使耶稣在他们眼中看为宝贵。
And then pray for opportunity.
也求主给你机会。
Pray for opportunity for those that you're praying for.
那些你为他们祷告的人，求主赐你机会传福音给他们听。
If you have a small group or a Sunday school class.
如果你有一个小组或者主日学，一群比较亲近的。
Tell them who you're praying for and ask them to pray for you.
也与他们分享你在为谁祷告，也请他们一起为你祷告，彼此代祷。
I have a cousin who lives in Oregon.
我有一个堂兄还是堂弟住在 Oregon.
I love him very, very much.
我非常喜欢我的这个堂。
We've been close my whole life.
我们一辈子都很亲近。
But he's never had any interest in Christianity.
但是他对基督教一点兴趣都没有。
And I've tried to share little things here and there.
我偶尔会跟他讲一点点福音的事情。
But he's never been responsive.
但他从来都没有回应。
He's always been polite to me.
他对我很客气。
But he's never been interested.
但他铁板一块一点兴趣都没有。
And so this last summer,
所以上一个夏暑假。
We were going to play golf together.
我们本来要一起打高尔夫。
And I prayed.
我就祷告了。
Before we started playing.
我们没有打球之前，我先祷告。
Lord, give me an opportunity to share the gospel with Eddie.
主啊，求你给我一个机会，跟我的堂兄弟能够传讲这福音。
And about the third hole.
打第三个洞的时候。
I just thought I should ask him.
我就想，我应该问问他了。
Eddie, have you ever read the Bible?
Hey, Eddie, 堂兄，你读过圣经没有？
And it opened up a conversation for us.
这就给了我们一个传福音的机会，敞开了门了。
And I was able to talk to him about the fact that he has a soul.
我就有机会告诉他，你有一个灵魂的。
I was able to tell him what the Bible says about salvation.
我就有机会告诉他有关圣经里的救恩的真理。
And when I was done,
当我讲完了。
About the seventh or eighth hole,
大概第七、第八个洞的时候
I asked him if he was interested in continuing this conversation.
我问他愿不愿意继续听这个福音的道理。
I thought he would say, "No, that's okay."
我以为他说啊，够了，你别跟我多讲了。我以为啊。
He said, "Yes, I'd like to keep talking about."
他说是，我愿意继续的寻求探讨。
But I'll need your help and guidance.
我需要你的帮助，帮帮我。
And so he has been reading, he's read through the Gospel of John a number of times now.
所以现在他已经读了约翰福音读了好几次了。
And so we email each other.
所以我们彼此电信往来。
And now he's reading through the book of Romans.
现在他在读罗马书嘞。
And he's showing an interest in the things of God.
他对神的事情开始感兴趣了。
For years he professed to be an atheist.
好多年他都说他是无神论者。
And now he's actually reading the Bible.
现在他真是实实在在的读圣经了。
I just prayed for an opportunity.
我就求主给我机会。
And God gave me a bigger opportunity than I could ever have imagined.
就神给了我一个超过我所能所想的大机会。
And so, brothers and sisters, the gospel is absolutely wonderful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这福音实在太奇妙、太美好了。
And it is our privilege to be able to tell people about Jesus.
所以我们能够告诉别人有关耶稣的事情，是我们的荣幸、我们的机会。
And so, let's have a heart for the lost.
让我们对那失落的人有一份心。
For the sake of God's glory.
为了神的荣耀。
Let's be zealous in telling people about the Lord Jesus.
让我们热心地传讲他的福音。
Amen. Father, we pray that you would give all of us a boldness to share the truth.
父啊，求你赐我们胆量，能够传讲你的真理。
We pray that we'd have a passion for your glory.
也愿你赐给我们为你荣耀所发的热心。
And a passion for the lost.
也为那失丧的人产生的爱心。
And we pray that you would be pleased to use us.
愿你使用我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.